606.
And you're very welcome back to 606 now. We've a busy 27 minutes ahead of us because it's geography, biology and maths coming up next week, and there are probably three subjects you'll spend a lot of time on this weekend getting ready. I'm joined now by John Brennan, who is our maths guru, and Terry Flanagan, who's our celebrity biologist. You're very both welcome to the studio. He's throwing his eyes at me there now. Now, let's start with maths paper two. John, that's on Monday.
Yeah.
What everyone wants to do is cut it down. What can I do quickly?
Well, the ordinary level paper.
Let's go to ordinary level,
yeah. Right. I would call it the formulas paper because practically every question you need to know a formula in it. Some of the formulas are in the tables on page 7, 8 and 9, and the rest you're just going to have to know off by heart. Okay, so going very quickly through it. The first question is area and volume. Simpson's rule, you have to know. Have to know the formula. It is in the tables, but you won't recognise it. It's in the back of it. It's on page 42 in the tables, but it'll look nothing like what you're used to. So learn it. Question two is the one on the line. Be careful. Knowing your formulas here just mightn't do the job for you because they can ask the question in two ways. Either it'll give you 3 or 4 points and that's formula, formula, formula. Or else they'll give you a couple of lines and you'll then have to know about the properties of lines. You're going to be asked to draw a picture in this. Definitely going to be asked to draw a picture. So be able to draw two lines and be able to show where they intersect. Number three, the circle. Part A, this is normally very, very easy. For part B, learn how to find out where a line cuts a circle and then be able to draw a picture of this. Now, I'm telling you, this examinations commission is obsessed with you guys drawing pictures, so be able to draw a picture. One small point. Use the point of intersection of the line and the circle and the centre of the circle to get your radius, because some of the radiuses of these circles will be the square root of 10 and the square root of 40, and there's no way you're going to be able to draw anything that has a radius the square root of 40 because it's a decimal. Okay, so you use the point of intersection of the line and the circle and the centre of the circle, and then put your compass point at 0, 0, the pencil on the point, and then draw your circle. Okay, question four is on geometry. Forget about it. Not worth it. Question five. Sorry.
I just love when you come out with that kind of stuff. Breaking hearts all over the country.
Forget it. You know, you learn two formulas in coordinate geometry, you get 20 points. You learn 10 theorems off by heart, you get the same amount of points.
Yeah,
you know,
so maximise your your effort here.
Trigonometry, yeah. Never very popular, but guarantee it. Pythagoras, the man in the white toga on the rock in Greece, is going to appear. I promise you, right? Right angle triangles, silly old Harry, etc., etc., etc. Must know, has come up every single year, must know it. And then be able to use the sine rule, be able to use the cosine rule, be able to find the area of a triangle, half AB sine C, okay? So that takes us as far as trigonometry. Now, at that stage, technically, you could be finished, in a sense, because you've only got an option to do after this.
And you keep saying 38%.
Yeah, 38% is right.
That's all we're looking at, if you're just looking at
passing. Yeah, but I guarantee you, there's a lot of people have probably got 38% already because that first paper was so nice, you know.
Read this, I'm doing ordinary maths for the leaving. Out of trigonometry and the circle, which should I focus on? I found both of these topics hard.
That's a hard one to answer. I do both of them personally. So for the circle, the part A is going to be a doddle, okay? Mm-hmm. So it's going to be, is a point on a circle, find the radius of the circle. Very simple. And then what I said already, find out where a line cuts a circle. It's a quadratic equation. Just learn how to do it, okay?
In trigonometry, 2 days, just sit down and do it.
Just do it. Okay. Just do it. Yeah. You know, at this stage, you're being told more or less what to expect.
Yep.
Okay? And I don't think, by the way, there's a lot of people concerned at the moment, Evelyn, that because the first paper was very nice, that the second one is going to bite you. I don't think that's going to happen.
Not at ordinary
level. I don't think so.
Okay, moving on.
Permutations, combinations, probability. The kids don't like this because it doesn't seem to be sort of specific. They don't know whether, you know, what to write down. They don't know how to get attempt marks. My attitude here would be, is have a go at it. You know, put about an hour's work into it over the weekend. And you might do okay.
You might just click.
Now, question seven is statistics, right? Everybody's going to do this, and possibly everybody's going to do this one first. Three things they've got to know. Histogram, okay? They've got to be able to draw a histogram. Now, a histogram is like a series of boxes, but the boxes are not the same height as the frequencies. So you want to be careful with the old histogram and learn how to do it because it's sort of an irregular verb of maths. It doesn't behave the way it does. Standard deviation. Okay. Remember we had this one the other night? If they go to leavingcert.ie and send us an email, I will send them the quick way of doing the standard deviation. Okay, we'll email it to them because there's no point in explaining it on radio. It's like sort of Irish dancing on the radio. Okay,
but Dingle did okay with that.
He did.
But if they go to
leavingcert.ie, okay, and just send an email from that site, it'll come directly to our office, and we'll send it off to them.
Okay,
over the weekend.
And they can do that this evening. Okay.
Right. Okay. Now there are three options on this. Sorry, there's four, but nobody does the geometry one. Okay, and those who do really badly in it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have anything against geometry, but...
No, you know. Always say, if you're very good at maths, if you're good at geometry, it means you're good at maths and you'll be in the higher level class.
Okay, well, good. Okay.
See, I've been listening.
I'm glad to hear that.
Bored, but listening, yeah.
Anyway.
5 years of you.
Much, anyway. Right, you listening?
I am indeed.
Vectors is the nicer of the options.
Okay.
But if you've already been lined up to do linear programming, don't change now, okay? Vectors is definitely easier. If you're brutal at the linear programming, give yourself a go at vectors because you'll teach yourself a lot of it in about 2 hours. And that's genuine. We timed in a class I had the other night the vectors option and the linear programming one. The linear programming took 20 minutes longer than the vectors.
Okay.
So much longer. Okay. So I'd recommend linear programming or vectors. Vectors if you can hack it at all. Okay, right.
606.